Hey, welcome back to another episode of Car Rides, the Better Business. I'm your host, Justin Nagel. And today, the tip is be kind, no exceptions. So, I used to have a boss that is now a friend of mine. And she used to have this written on her board for a very long time. And it said, be kind, no exceptions. And when somebody got... not out of line, that's not the right way, but they got agitated and was being less than kind, she would always say, remember, be kind, no exceptions. And I think that lately, past events in the past few months have got me thinking about that and how it's so true. I mean, like, you always should be kind in no matter the scenario. It's not that you can't be tough, because you can be tough, just don't be an asshole. I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how rude somebody is to you or what they're doing. We've had recently somebody, business owner being very bully, like a business bully, because those exist, and it's ridiculous, but those exist, and, they think they just throw their weight, I guess, around and bully you into doing things, and it's just unfortunate. So, that's occurred, and I think that, I'm not a spiritual person by any means, but I do think the world just has a way, it just has a way of balancing things out, making sure there's always, a level across the board. When you look over time, it levels things out. It's just natural world-like behavior. Some people call it karma. I don't. But it's generally the same thing, I would say. So, I think that being kind always reminds me of, like, hey, if you're going to be a jerk, it's going to bite you in the ass eventually. Like, eventually, it's going to bite you in the ass, and it's probably going to bite you in the ass, like, the worst possible time. So, be kind, no exceptions, and, another situation, and this happens a lot, you get either, it's either a former client that, left on bad terms, or some troll, just an internet troll, and you get like a bad Google review or a bad Yelp review or whatever, depending on your business, wherever people are reviewing, you get a bad one, right? And I see like time after time where people are like, ABC company sucks and they don't know how to do their job. And then the response from ABC company is like, well, actually you suck and you don't know how to read. And you're like, what the hell was that? Like, don't ever do that. That's a horrible idea. Secondly, some people will just not respond. They'll be like, I'm not going to respond. I'm just going to ride this one out. And it's like, no. You should absolutely respond. Just be vulnerable. Be open to discussion. Look for them to help you is a good way to position yourself. Make sure that you're saying like, I'm sorry you had that experience. We always strive for excellence, and we want to make sure that we make this right. Please either direct message us or let's talk offline. Our number's here. We want to make sure we make this right. And one of two things happens. Either the person does take you up on your offer, which isn't the huge, but does take you up on your offer, and you get to have a actual conversation with them that could actually be super constructive. Like, it could be just really great constructive criticism that you just weren't thinking about before, or you had been thinking, but you made sure that, or you haven't had the ability to adjust those things. And now it's bringing to the forefront that this is such an issue that you need to make sure you take care of it. That would be awesome. Like, that would be the best scenario. So you're taking a horrible scenario and making it really great. The other scenario is they don't respond, which you've given your piece. You've tried to ask them to assist you. And that looks fine too, because like obviously somebody that's reading these Yelp or Google reviews, Facebook reviews, whatever, now see that you reached out, and they don't know exactly if you've got in contact with them, but you see that it happened, that you're looking for that. You want to express your apologies if things didn't go the way that you had hoped. And then third, they respond back with some just, you know, ridiculous, more ridiculous notion, which then, you know, again, you don't necessarily want to get into, like, a troll match with them and, like, just completely just be like, no, I'm me, no, I'm me, nothing like that. But, you know, again, you could just reiterate the fact that you would love to speak with them to hear how we can make things better and apologize for the experience and things like that. Or, at that point, if you didn't say anything, they would see that, well, whoever this person is definitely a troll. They're definitely ridiculous enough to just completely, like, make a mockery of the idea that, like, you're trying to use this as a constructive criticism format, and they've just completely butchered that idea, and you're making out, like, you know, like you are the person that's being the more mature one at the table, and that always looks best for your business. So, yeah, and the same goes for stuff that's not online. So just because it's on social media doesn't mean, oh, you have to do the right thing because people are going to see, because you should always be doing the right thing and you should always be being kind, with no exceptions. And so if you get a phone call or if you get an email or if you get something like that, you want to do the same. You want to act like you are standing in front of a full crowd of people and they're watching your every move, and you make those decisions because they're the right decisions, not because they are the, you know, decisions that makes you feel better at the moment. Because certainly when you got somebody that's saying things that are inappropriate or saying things that are just untrue, your natural reaction may be to just light them up, like lean into them and just completely, like, you know, say something ridiculously stupid, like, you can't read, like, you know, something just obnoxious. But that's never going to actually benefit you in any way. Like, being mean, being rude, not being kind is never going to lead you to the promised land by any means of the imagination. So be kind, no exceptions. Doesn't matter if it's in front of all of the Facebook world or if it's, you know, just in an email back and forth, because at the end of the day, the world's going to level out and it'll see, you know, it'll make sure that it justifies what occurs to you or for you, depending on that being. So, gets me all jazzed up. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to write "be kind, no exceptions" on my whiteboard tomorrow. I'm almost positive of it. In fact, I'm definitely going to do it, and when I do, I'll take a picture of it, and then you'll see it. So hit me up on social. That's Just Nagle, just.nagle, and that's N-E-A-G-L-E, spelled like beagle, pronounced like bagel. And you can also hit up justnagle.com and get all the podcasts, and there will be a blog. I swear we're at the teeter-totter position at this point, so you're gonna get your blog. I swear you will. Just stay with me, and so if I don't hear from you before, but if you have an amazing story of a troll or a past client that was mean or rude or like keyed your car, I don't know, something insane, love to hear about it. So hit me up on social. Alrighty, but if not, if I don't hear from you, then I will talk to you next time. Adios.